first came the spirit of my man, Elpenor. He had not yet been buried under the broad earth, for we left his body at the hall of Circe, unwept, unburied, since another task then pressed. I wept to see him, and pitied him from my heart, and speaking in winged words, I said, Elpenor, how came you in this murky gloom? Faster you came on foot than I in my black ship. So I spoke, and with a groan he answered, High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, heaven's cruel doom destroyed me, and excess of wine. After I went to sleep on Circe's house, I did not notice how to go down again by the long ladder, but fell headlong from the roof. My neck was broken in its socket, and my soul came down to the house of Hades. Now, I entreat you, by those left behind, not present here, by your wife, and by the father who cared for you when little, and by Telemachus, whom you left at home alone. For I know, as you go hence out of the house of Hades, you will touch with your staunch ship the island of Aeaea. There then, my master, I charge you, think of me. Do not, in going, leave me behind, unwept, unburied, deserting me, lest I become a cause of anger to the gods against you. But burn me in the armor that was mine, and on the shore of the foaming sea erect the mound of an unhappy man that future times may know. Do this for me, and fix upon my grave the oar with which in life I rowed among my comrades. So he spoke, and answering him, said I, Unhappy man, this will I carry out and do for you. In such sad words, talking with one another, there we sat, I on the one side, holding my blade over the blood, while the spectre of my comrade on the other told of his many woes. Now came the spirit of my dead mother, Anticlea, daughter of brave Autolycus, whom I had left alive on setting forth for sacred Ilios. I wept to see her and pitied her from my heart, but even so I did not let her, deeply though it grieved me, approach the blood, till I had made inquiry of Tiresias. Now came the spirit of Tiresias of Thebes, holding his golden scepter. He knew me, and said to me, High-born son of Laertes, ready Odysseus, why now, unhappy man, leaving the sunshine, have you come here to see the dead and this forbidding place? Nay, draw back from the pit and turn your sharp blade from the blood, that I may drink and speak what will not fail.